Exam Skills Trainer 5. Exercise 4.
Today I'm talking to Gina Handsome about the future of shopping. Gina is the CEO of a reputable market research company. Gina, where will we see the biggest changes in the years to come?
I think one of the biggest changes will occur in the shopping mall, where currently you have your supermarket, your chain stores, and your food outlets, but very little else. The malls of the future are likely to be much, much bigger, with many additional services ranging from gyms and fitness centres to luxury spas, medical services, and maybe even schools.
Why are malls so popular, Gina? I mean, what's the big attraction?
Basically, they're clean and they're safe. It's unusual for anything to go wrong in a mall. And then there's the weather. You can go to a mall if it's raining, if it's snowing, or if it's 40 degrees outside. A trip to the shopping mall does not depend on climatic conditions, so they're a great place to go for recreation.
That makes sense. So what other changes are in store for us?
Have you noticed the number of farmers' markets that are springing up all over the place? This is because homemade products are becoming more popular, be it homegrown vegetables, home-baked cakes or cheese. But it isn't only natural food consumers are after. They're buying all sorts of homemade goods, such as hand-knitted sweaters, for example. A number of sites selling handcrafted goods are already online, and the trend is likely to continue and grow into the future.
Gina, we've mentioned homemade clothes. Will these pose a threat to the current fashion chains in the mall?
No, not really. Although the homemade brand is likely to expand, it probably won't represent more than 15 to 20% of the consumer economy.
Does that mean that the future of today's chain stores is assured?
Not at all. Clothes shopping will soon be completely revolutionised thanks to new developments in the world of robotics. The shops of the future will have a body scanner on the shop floor linked to a machine that cuts, stitches and puts the clothes together. There won't be a need to display the garments anymore, as they will be viewed on a screen, so many chain stores will go out of business. This personalised service will also be available online, taking the guesswork out of purchases for customers and reducing the number of garments that are returned.
Talking of the internet, Gina, how will e-commerce affect the way we shop in the future?
Well, we've already seen how consumers have started to use smartphones to purchase their goods, and this habit is only going to grow. The great advantage of shopping by phone is that you can do it while you're on the move. You don't have to make a special effort to go to the shops or wait until you're in front of your computer to buy something. In general, retail will become more mobile in the future, allowing more time to shop and increasing sales.
Thank you, Gina Handsome, for sharing with us your predictions for the future of shopping.
My pleasure.